Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. Merry Christmas, everyone. We've come into the Christmas season. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This broadcast is going over the airwaves on December 7th. You know, so know and appreciate the time in which we're in. For the believer, for the Christian, this is going to be your best Christmas ever. Know it. God is on the move. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. And you're going to see the results of it. The earth and all that is in it is his. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord, of our God, and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. That's the truth. The Lord himself in this season that we celebrate gives us a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And, you know, the birth that we celebrate, we worship the birthday as of, we put a date on it as of December 25th. In the night before it starts, you know, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. Blessed be his holy name. What a time for us to be alive, Christian. What a time to celebrate. And as I said just a little bit earlier here on the in this Christmas season, for the believer I'm talking about here, this is going to be your best Christmas ever. And then the world's going to benefit from it because God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. And it's going to continue on now until whenever that rapture of the church happens. Do I think it's going to happen tomorrow? Not likely, but it could. But I think you might plan for the long term here and know that he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. And ultimately, it's not going to stop until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Also, just know that he's not coming back until the church is made glorious, and we're in the beginning throes of that process of the church being made glorious. Speaking of which, in the broadcast itself, you know, we come to you over the airwaves here. This is the week of December 7th, the Sunday, December 7th, and going forward now. You can reach all our contact information and find out this information at our homepage, tbhm.org, tbhm.org, or touchedbyhim.org. Go there. If you type in tbhm.org into your browser window, it'll take you to our website. At the bottom homepage, you can find our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us by phone, 970-314-4077. If you call by phone, you get voicemail. Leave a message, you know, tell us why you're calling. If you want us to get back in contact with you, we will, but leave us a number in which we can get back to you, and we'll stay at it until we can. So, also, you can email us, praywithme at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. Email us, send in your prayer requests. God's on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus is Christ the healer. He's the hope of glory inside of you. He was wounded for your transgressions, my transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was upon him. And with the stripes that he took, the beating that he took for us at the whipping post on the way to the cross, when they nailed him to the cross, they lifted him up on the cross by his stripes that he took at that healing post or that whipping post. By his stripes, we are healed. And, you know, so receive your health and your healing anew again this day. The devil is a liar. You know, just keep believing for your healing. As the healing power flows out of this broadcast, just put your hands on the device that you're listening to it from. Put it on your speaker in your car, on the radio that you're listening to the broadcast. Put your hand on the just know that from the tablet that you're looking through here, or the computer that you're listening to the broadcast over, or to the cell phone that you're listening to the broadcast over and streaming, you can receive your health and healing right here and right now. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere, and the direct result of it is the miracle of healing. So email us, praywithme at tbhm.org, and tell us how God has healed you. You know, if it's instantaneous healing, that's a miracle, but if it's over time, it's healing. Know that it's coming to pass, and God's at work for it. And God's not a man that he can lie. He can accomplish his every declaration. He does it every day, and he is Christ the healer. So health and healing is important, you know. So receive yours and go forward in it in the name of Jesus. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. On our website also, we only lease 30 minutes of airtime, you know, these last broadcasts. I've been teaching on the mountain-moving type of faith that Jesus talked about in Mark chapter 11 there. Been teaching on that. So go back to that. Go back to the website and go to the media page. We have to cut in at the end of 30 minutes on the radio, but you're not hearing the full message. The full message is on our website. Go to tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org. Either one of those URL links will take you to our website, and then go to the media page, and on the media page you'll find Radio Week 12/7/2025, and listen to the broadcast again, you know, listen to all of it. And I follow the guidelines that I'm teaching to about how you can use your mountain moving kind of faith, and so you can go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, and start learning how to use your faith and then applying it. Faith without works is dead. You got to use your faith, people, but you have the God kind of faith, and that's what those messages have been teaching on. So go back to them, listen to the radio weeks, starting with right around, I can't remember exactly, the 1st of November, the week before that, but all those radio broadcasts that are listed there that you can re-listen to again, listed on the media page on our website, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. Go to the media page, listen to all the weekly broadcasts. It'll feed your spirit, man, it'll help you put his word first place. He says, my son, my daughter, attend to my word, put it first place, for it is life and health to all that find it. You know, his word is life and health to all your flesh. You know, your flesh will respond to it. And when you read God's word out loud, I quote a lot of scripture in the messages, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So go there to the website. Also on the website, look around there. Make sure you go to the weekly Bible reading plan. Click on that, and you can open up that plan and write and download it for yourself. Start immediately. You can make this Sunday, December 7th, of the first day of your weekly or your 52-week Bible reading plan. And when you follow this plan, by the end of the year, you'll have read the Bible from the book of Genesis all the way through to the book of Revelation, and then you can start in again. Also, I encourage everybody to, whatever the date is, today's December 7th, so read Proverbs chapter 7 too, chapter 7 as well as your weekly reading and your daily reading, like the 52-week Bible reading plan, the first Sunday of the week you start. is Romans 1 and 2. Read Romans 1 and 2. Romans, a powerful book that Paul put out for us. And then it'll jump over the next day to Genesis 1, 3. And those reading assignments only last 15 minutes. When you take the Word of God and read it out loud to yourself, always read God's Word out loud enough so your own ears can hear it. And that way you can fulfill the proverb that I quote so often on this broadcast. And I tell you, it's because it bears results. I do it myself every single day. I'm not telling you to do something I don't do myself. I do it. And I tend to His Word. I make time for God. When you make time for God, He'll make time for you. The Creator of time will make time for you. And you will find out as you dedicate yourself to doing this first 15 minutes of every day, 15 to 20 minutes, say, you do this every day, God will make time for you, which means that in this day, no matter what all that you have to do, God will get it done for you. He'll see to it. And the next thing you know, at the end of the evening, you're getting down and laying your head down on that pillow, and you're thinking back on the day, amazed at what you got done this day, because God's able to do it, man. He makes the maker of time will make time for you, and everything that you need to get done that's important in this day, He will see to it that you help get it done. He gives His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. What a good God we serve. I'll tell you, get off to the races. So get that 52-week Bible reading plan from our website, touchedbyhim.org, or in your URL, TBHM, for touchedbyhimministries.org. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. What an awesome and mighty God we serve. What a Christmas season that we are coming into. You know, I've been talking about, been teaching on a mountain-moving kind of faith, stuff that I learned from messages back in the 80s when I first got saved. And in the previous broadcast, I talked about that kind of faith, the God kind of faith that you've been given when you're born again. People wonder if they have faith. The God kind of faith created the worlds in the beginning, mountain-moving faith. You have that faith. Second, you know, I taught on that your faith can grow and be developed, but it's your responsibility, not God's, to see to it that your faith grows. Thirdly, the third message I saw, I pointed out that the Bible faith is of the heart, not the head or the mind, and it's with the heart that man believes. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, you know, here it is, Mark 11:22. Through 26 here, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. So now 11:24, therefore, Mark 11:24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgiveness is important. You know, it's the next thing that's important about your faith, because faith will not work when there is an air of unforgiveness about you. And in Mark 11:25, it says, and when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses, you know. But if we do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses, your sins. So the fourth most important thing about your faith that you need to know is that faith will not work when there is an air of unforgiveness about you. So, you know, faith can be hindered. Don't let your faith be hindered. How do you forgive somebody? You know, it's very simple. You know, just say it out loud, you know. Michael, I forgive you. John, I forgive you. Sister Larry or Sister Sue, I forgive you. So Sister Louise, I forgive you. You can just say it out loud, you know, and confess your love over those people. You know, God says you shall love the the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So if these people out there are believers, forgive them. If they're not believers, forgive them. You know, we're supposed to pray for our enemies. So if they're not believers, just forgive them and go forward, you know, and it'll release you. It'll make you free. And you'll come forward with the victory, and it won't hinder your faith, where you can speak to your mountains in your life. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say will come to pass, and you will have whatsoever you say. I'm telling you, we're coming into a season of the greatest kinds of mountain moving faith. So anyway, don't let your faith be hindered, and go forward with it. The love of God, if your prayers and your faith aren't working in this area of unforgiveness, is the first place that you should check and take a look at, and just get to it, you know, and declare it like you do everything else. Declare your forgiveness to whatever the circumstance or the person is. And this is true of my own faith, and it's true of yours as well. At all times, be quick to repent, then quick to believe going forward. I'll tell you, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And when you love your neighbor as yourself, you can put your mountain moving faith back in gear, because mountain moving faith works by love. So when you forgive, you get back into love, and mountain moving faith works by love. John chapter 13, verse 34, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." So, you know, love each other and go forward with that, and God will continue on with your proclamations and what you have declared. He'll work it for you, but it's always got to line up with His word. Make sure of that. But anyway, the love of God that is shed abroad in your heart, you know, God is love. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. If He's in you, love is in you. So God is shed abroad in your heart, and when you love your neighbor as yourself, you can put your mountain-moving faith back in gear, because mountain-moving faith works by love. So John 13, 34, one more time, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." So, "A new commandment I give unto you." So, love one another. John 13 and 35. "By this, your love for one another, by this love shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." So that is for believers here. Make sure that you stay in love with each other and go forward, that you can keep that mountain moving faith in gear, plowing ahead. You know, there's nothing like four-wheel drive, and when you slip down into traction and you go into low, and you got to climb up some rocks. If you've ever done any rock climbing or real true four-wheeling, the kind that will grow hair on places where it doesn't normally grow on your body, I'm telling you can do it. I've been there myself. You can climb up and put it into traction and keep plowing forward, and that's what mountain moving faith will do. All the obstacles the enemy tries to put in your way, God will just steamroll it. You will just steamroll it with the God kind of faith that He gave you, but you got to put it to work yourself. And John 1 John 3 and 14 says, "We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren." You know, our brothers and sisters in Christ, man, when you have love for all believers, you know you've got it. And those closest to you, you know that you have passed from death unto life. He's come so that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And it's this love of God, you know, now is made alive, faith, hope, and love. But love is the curtain rod that everything else hangs on. Love is key to it all. So love is very, very important. We know that we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. So Galatians 5 and verse 6, "For in Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith with works which works by love. So love is important, and when you can get after it, people know that in that process you're going to have your victory. You can keep the good report and go forward in it. Your faith won't be hindered by unforgiveness. Your faith will not work, people, if you don't forgive. So don't walk around in unforgiveness. Can't tell you how important that is. I feel a big praise coming on here. I tell you what a great God we serve. Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The firmament show us his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. So Psalm 148, verses 1 through 3, praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord, from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise you, him, all his hosts. Praise you, him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Oh, man, so much worthy of our praise. You know, God is the God who is able to accomplish his every declaration. God is Shiloh, the one whose right it is to move. So know that and go forward with that and be confident in what you've been learning from these broadcasts here. Psalms 19, verses 4 through 7. And all my scripture references, unless I say otherwise, are right out of the King James Version. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the Son, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect. The word of the Lord, you can use that. The word of the Lord is perfect. The commandment of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. I tell you what an awesome and mighty God we serve. Psalm 96, verses 11 and 12. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that there is, that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, let them that dwell therein. But the food, let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Oh my goodness, that's what's happening in the earth right now. The whole earth has been waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, and it's just now really breaking forth at a whole new level that you never thought of before. So, and how many times have I quoted this? Psalm 98, verses 7 and 8, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, let the world and they that dwell therein hear the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the world hear that and dwell that, and those who dwell within the earth. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. I'll tell you what an awesome God we serve, people. For the earth, as I've said earlier, this is Habakkuk 2 and verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. If you just pay attention to what's going on in your life right now, know that God's pouring out his spirit on all flesh everywhere, and it's having its result. Everything that's been in darkness is being dragged out into the light. Nothing that's been hidden will remain hidden. It will be revealed, and you're seeing great revelation come and opening up the eyes of people. And it's simply because, you know, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. So He is going forth. His truth is marching on. And you, Christian, have come up to a new level. As I've said many times, also recently in the last few years, it's time for God's time to be your time now and going forward. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you, and unbelievers shall come to your light. When you show up at any in any circumstance this Christmas season, you're going to change things because God is with you, and they see that light in you. Just your presence will change the entire environment. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. What an awesome and mighty God we serve. What a wonderful season that we've come into now. You are going to have the best Christmas season ever, believer, that's ever been. And it's just because that peace that transcends all understanding is going to be with you. I know a lot of gift giving goes on at this time of year, but don't get caught up in all that because, you know, life is not in the abundance of things. That's not my words. Those are God's words himself making that statement. Life is not in the abundance of things. You know, just enjoy the season. Receive your health and healing. Be grateful for what God is doing throughout this entire world right now. And just enjoy it. Reflect upon it. Meditate on it, man, because it's so true. It's not in the abundance of things, and you're going to live in that. Don't get caught up in the greed that the world's in all the time. Yes, God's not against you having things, and you can believe God for the best, you know, because the earth and all that is in it is his. But understand this, that life is not in the abundance of things. It's in that wisdom that you know who God is. The beginning of knowledge is the beginning of wisdom. When you come across a man who has all these wonderful so-called college degrees but doesn't know God, you know, there's no wisdom, there's no truth in him. Knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and without that you just become an intellectual barbarian, and there's many of them out there in the world right now. I was looking back to see, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But so without that, if you don't have that, it's not fear as in being afraid. It's fear having deep, earnest, reverent respect for who he is and what he's done. So that's why we study the word. That's why we read the word. Go to our website, download the daily reading plan that we've loaded up there for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. We're not going to track you, do any of that kind of stuff. Just go and download it. So and also know that if you email us, your email will be protected with us. We don't market it. We don't sell it out there to other people. Just know that God is for you. He's with you. And when God is for you and with you, who can be against you? You will have your victory. Those mountains that are in your life right now that are blocking you from the blessings of God, and there's many but blessings. All the promises of God are yes and amen in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing. Those blessings, those promises are for you, and know that this is the year that you're going to experience it at a whole new level, and that glory of the Lord that's risen upon you is taking you to another level that you've never been at before, believer. He's amping it up. He's cranking up the power that's behind it. The wavelength is longer than it's ever been, and you're gonna see the benefits. Jesus said in his word, greater things than these shall you do also, because I go unto my Father. Be grateful that you're going that way and heading unto it, and that God is going before you, making your way prosperous, and that you have good success. All you need to do is be of good courage, be confident in the fact that of who he is and what he's done, and that he's able to accomplish it every declaration. And the very same faith that he used to create both heaven and earth, you have available to you to do the very same things. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.